last year we were celebrating 200 years of the birth of the modern railway, and we thought it would be very fitting to create an exhibition train that sort of plotted that 200 year story. We wanted to take that story to as many places as possible, and what better than doing it way of doing it than on a train and creating an exhibition all about it. But this is a very different type of exhibition. It's very interactive. There's a lot of multimedia. There's a lot of tech on there. So you really expect something really very different.
And logistically, how's it been in terms of planning this and moving it around the country? Because where did it start?
The train was formally launched at Paddington, and the first public event was at Severn Valley Railway at the end of June last year. And what we've been doing ever since then is taking it around the country. People don't travel on it. It's a static exhibition when it arrives at stations. But the ambition was to take it to 60 different locations across the country, and that's what we've been doing, with nearly every day being an event day, meaning that now up of 80,000 people have actually been to see the train and travel through the four carriages, and experience all the exhibits and games that are on there.
Yeah, because when you say it's interactive, what can we expect to find on board?
The best way of explaining it is to imagine going to the Science Museum. Now, we co-created this with the National Railway Museum because they're the experts at creating these types of exhibitions in a way that appeals to a really general audience, and especially young people. So you imagine, you know, when you go, you press buttons, you pull levers, you listen to things, you play with things. It's very much like that. So the screens, there's information, but there's interesting interactive elements too. And the most exciting part of that actually is carriage number two, which is called the Wonder Lab on Wheels. They have in York in the National Railway Museum, they have this great big exhibition with all these different interactives based on playing it being an engineer. And we've taken a couple of those, customized them, put them in the carriage, so you can test out your bridge building skills. You can see with an interactive sand pit how the typography of the land changes as you move the sand to make hills, and how the railway moves around it, and then you can look at how train wheels stay on tracks by building your own axles and wheels and sending it down a wavy track. Mm-hmm. So it's really sort of forward thinking, really exciting and great for all ages. I think our oldest visitor's been 98, and we've had so many children that have never even been on a train before have come along and taken their first steps on Inspiration. So it's really something very different.
And how long does it take to actually work through the exhibition?
It takes about an hour. You have to book it's a free ticket, but you have to book to get a time slot, because we've just got to make sure that the capacity is right, because it's inside a carriage. So we've got to make sure there's no overcrowding, but it takes about an hour to work your way through.
And of course, it's going to be based at Newquay Railway Station. That's on the newly instated platform, I'm guessing.
Yes, it will be. Yes, it will be there all week. Tickets are going fast. We're fully booked on some days, but there's still availability for the Wednesday, Thursday and the Friday.